I welcome the fact that the council are working with people in the locality to get access again. And it's all about access for people. We're welcoming to Donegal and to the Wild Atlantic Way and the Fannet area in particular. There's a lot of scenic areas that you've got the lighthouse and whatever. Like, and this access has been blocked now this last number of weeks. So it's a matter of trying to get it open again to the public. Like, while we're in peak season, you know, we're inviting people here, and then you have amenities like the Great Arch that are blocked off. So the councillor and obviously the councillor Blaney have reiterated that they're working on us. And again, as I said on my motion, there has been access to the Great Arch for probably centuries, but it's been acknowledged as far back as the 1902 land registry map that there was access to. That was the current access that was available up until recently. It was on that map from then. So it's about getting it open again and finding a solution. That's obviously we have to take landlords' legitimate concerns into consideration too, with regards to obviously insurance and access, and they might have livestock on the land, and that all has to be taken into consideration as well. So I think between the council and the locals that want it open, I think we're going to get a satisfactory conclusion out of this, Greg, and I think that's the most important thing.
Some suggestion of an alternative route and indeed a car park, that would be a double win for people wishing to access this.
Well, I think a car park, again, that is one of the issues holding things up at the moment. I think if a car park came in, I think it'd be brilliant, because again, you can stop the car, you can spend a bit of time, you know what I mean, because probably the road access at the minute, it's probably not really, you know, it's not really suitable for cars, you know, if there's a number of them. A car park, and it all depends on this alternative route. You know, how far away is it going to be? Councillor Blaney appears to think that it'll be an even better route. So again, if the locals, it's acceptable to the locals, acceptable to the landowners, and obviously the people that are coming to see the arch just want to see it. Like, as long as they have access, then, you know, I feel they'll be happy about it. So I think, you know, hopefully over the next few weeks we'll have a satisfactory conclusion to the issue.